This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Had Sprite given us our own flavors, I think it could have worked.
Yeah. Like real nigga raspberry.
Yeah, what? Some type of a Cadillac orange situation.
Yeah.
I think they could have made a lot of money.
El Dorado elderberry and shit, right?
Just like, don't vote pineapple. Like, I would have bought it. What dang. Welcome to My Mama Told Me,
the podcast where we dive deep into the pockets of black conspiracy theories.
And we work to prove that Starry Soda is in fact a scam run by the Sprite Company to try to pick up on where they left off in the 90s advertising to the hip hop generation. Who was Starry for? It's for black people. I'm David Boyd.
I'm Langston Kerman, and I'm not fighting this. This feels like it's got a legitimate thing. This feels like Sprite was losing some ground.
They were losing steam. They were losing steam.
And they were like, we got to rebrand it. John, jump in. Don't be scared of it.
You got Starry opinions. Your face.
Hey, I totally agree with you. I vividly remember the mid-90s Sprite push when they had like KRS-One and Grand Poobah and shit.
Sprite, it felt like keep it real.
Right, quit your, obey your thirst or whatever the fuck.
Sprite, you a nigga, right?
I don't remember this shit. Am I tripping? No.
Yeah, you tripping. They brought MC Shan old ass back in the 90s for this shit. I vividly remember that. I felt like Sprite got off the fucking rapper promoting train after their Drake campaign when that motherfucker's Drake face came apart.
That you remember was that shit? Yeah. Oh, Robot Drake ended it.
I remember that
Robot Drake ended it.
Yeah.
That was some bullshit.
But they had the Voltron, you remember, with Fat Joe?
Yeah. They had the Five Deadly Venoms with like five female MCs and shit. Mm-hmm. They was heavy into that rap shit in like the 90s.
I feel like Sprite was exclusively a black product for a while. And then it just sort of like they had to commit to letting other motherfuckers do it. Right. You know what I mean?
It could have been our generation's ginger ale, but I feel like they lost their way.
But Starry's trying to do it. They're trying to come back with, I've seen nothing but Starry commercials during the playoffs.
Damn.
Yeah. Motherfucking Keke Palmer, like making out with a goddamn puddle of a man courtside.
And who's blacker than Keke Palmer? You know?
that is the most 55-year-old black woman in a 28-year-old body I've ever seen in my life, dog.
Listen, Keke marched for our civil rights and we gotta be grateful to her.
She's like a Black Panther. There's always been a Keke Palmer.
She just picked up the mantle and shit, right?
You just gotta eat the purple barrette and you become the new Keke Palmer. Our guests today, they're already here. They're already fucking around with us. We couldn't be more grateful that they're here. You know them best as two of the three co-hosts of the Jenkins and Jones podcast.
The other one's not here because he's white. Put it out
Would
there.
You say that you're racist?
Not at all. No. Yeah. Look at my dog. He's as black as can be.
We could not invite Mike, unfortunately. We put his face up in the window with his driver's license and below it. He's not welcome here. But
that's the motherfucking Mike.
Motherfucking Mike.
You hear in spirit, my G. It's just a niggas only conversation. I'm sorry, my dog.
Yeah, and don't listen to it, man. Just listen to shout you out real quick and turn it off. This ain't for you. But they are hilarious. They are talented. They are insightful as it comes to the world of sports. It's Dragonfly Jones, Tyler, and John, and God damn it, why am
you're
I fucking this up?
Yeah, you gonna be okay?
LeJethro Jenkins, bro. You don't have to remember
Jenkins.
That.
Thank God.
No,
you don't
fuck
actually.
Yeah. It's LeJethro Jenkins and Dragonfly Jones. It's Tyler and John. Come on, y'all. What's up? Hell yeah.
What's up? Thanks for having me. I want to give y'all props on y'all theme song. I don't know how the fuck y'all made a spooky G-Funk track. It's like y'all told 94 Ward G to give y'all some R.L. Stein on it. But that shit bang, dog.
No, it goes.
Thanks,
it goes.
Man.
I'm finna research koalas being racist too, man. I need more information on that, dog. That's
interesting, I got a whole subreddit for you. Don't even worry about it.
Send that I'll be real. Once when it was originally conceived, it was bullshit. But then you start looking for the right kind of information and you find it. You know what I mean?
That's the type of bullshit that I believe in, though, dog.
Yeah.
Koala's being racist. I want to tap into that. I need a whole podcast for sure, dog.
A bunch of chlamydia harboring Trump voters.
Yep.
Just high. And
chlamydia
sick.
Is rampant as fuck in the koala community. Y'all knew that, right?
Yeah. No, yeah. They're very sick. It's like they're
really.
It's like their signature thing is.
It's like sexually transmitted with them too.
Yes,
it's
I believe
like them
so.
And senior citizens' homes, right? Those are the
they pass that motherfucker around crazy. Mm.
If I'm not mistaken, chlamydia is like their HPV, where it's like, no, everybody's got the shit, and it just is. You know what I mean? Dog. It's just whether or not it's going to kill you is the conversation.
When I saw like the HPV joints, like 3 out of every 4, nigga.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Bro, I learned that at like 18. I'm like, what? Why aren't they talking about this? You know what I mean? I had to find this on Google, nigga. You feel me?
That's a tough stat.
Is that 80%? Yeah. Crazy.
75, but hell yeah.
75, 3 out of 4. I told y'all I was a nigga before.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
But you know, don't worry about it.
I still haven't been tested for it.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be
tested for it.
Can't
yeah.
be
oh, so we're good.
HPV.
Okay, because I've gotten the thing back, and it never said anything about
you. I only know you have it if you give it to somebody else. That's how fucked up it is.
I still got my hairline. I feel like that means I don't have HPV.
Probably right.
That feels right.
If their hairline is tight, you could be HPV free all night.
Mine's
you know?
Fucked up, though, man. My shit.
You might got it.
I might got a few strains, you feel me? You saw me talking how to swim without my hat on, nigga. You know what I'm saying? The crack kid sat here and saluted me right here because he was like.
Boy, that is worth you knowing before we dive into this podcast that John not only is a very talented podcaster, but he's also a nigga learning to swim.
Oh,
he's,
God bless you. God bless you.
That puts him in the 1% right there. That's way more commendable to being a podcaster. Niggas
no,
not
that's
swimming,
amazing.
Dog.
Bro, I can swim too. My mom made me because she's super African. I can swim too. That's good for you.
Yeah.
But I caught him learning to swim when I was taking my daughter to her swim classes. This nigga was just in a pool.
Oh, no.
Fighting, nigga. Throwing combinations under the water, nigga. Ain't nothing but splash, nigga.
And yes, that is the first time we met in person. Yes.
Wait, Langston, can you swim?
I can swim well enough to not have to go to the classes. You know what I mean? I don't think I can keep up with anybody who cares about themselves for real. But I, you know what I mean? I'm not gonna die in a pool. I'll die in the ocean, but I'm not gonna die in a pool.
That's right. That's good.
Yeah.
That's better than most niggas, dog. You feel me?
I think so.
None of my homies know how to swim except Tyler, dog.
Yeah,
Tyler, you're a swim dude, or are you hell just yeah. like oh okay?
I'm swimming my ass off. No, because I had parents who put me in that shit when I was like 5 or 6, man. I mean, that's really all it comes down to, bro. Did your parents, you know, put you in some classes and make you learn? Like, that's basically what it comes down to.
Yeah,
I had some parents that did that shit for me, so grateful for that.
Yeah. Speaking of parents, you came to us with a
speaking of parenting, speaking of creating progeny.
Our listeners will be pretty impressed with the segue once they realize how masterful that was. You came to us with a conspiracy theory that I'm so excited to talk about. We've almost covered this subject a little bit in the past, but never to the depth that you guys, I think, are going to end up taking it. The conspiracy is, my mama told me,
everything kills your sperm count.
Every motherfucking man.
Tell us more.
I'm with
please.
I'm gonna tell you, I think my first introduction to sperm killing conspiracy theories was pretty much all of ours, which was Mountain Dew when we were kids.
Mountain Dew, sure.
Right? Like Mountain Dew, bro. You did not fucking touch it. You go to Yellow any black fan reunion,
Yellow
right?
Five.
You go to any black fan reunion. That cooler Mountain Dew gonna be the last motherfucking soda taken, which might be because it's trash, you know, in a vacuum. But
sure.
I do feel like the motherfucking conspiracy theories that Mountain Dew kills your sperm, you know, plays a big part in that. And I heard that from, you know, where of course, I heard it from my cool older cousin. And I think the cool older cousin, I don't think there's any one demographic that spreads misinformation to black youth more than the cool older cousin, dog.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, that's where I heard that shit from. Yeah. And bro, I believe it. He was the coolest motherfucker on the planet to me. So anything he said was law to me back then.
Yeah, my older cousin told me to always keep a pen in my pocket so I could get numbers. And I truly still do that to this day. I'm married. I got a family. But a nigga keep a pen in his pocket, you know what I mean?
Just in case, my nigga, you feel me?
Come on, dog, it could happen.
No paper, though.
No paper, right? You know, what am I doing?
What's interesting about that shit is niggas, like, we didn't want to fuck with Mountain Dew when we heard it, right? But I remember white boys using it as, like, contraceptives. Like, I can't get her pregnant. I'm drinking Mountain Dew. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, in middle school?
I never heard that. That's amazing. Intentionally.
Hey, that was like, nigga. they didn't want their sperm. Keep it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
That should have been the marketing the whole time.
Yeah, Mountain Dew really dropped the ball. They could have been like, we are the second line of defense behind condoms for men. Right. Like,
or you don't have to wear condoms. You don't have to put this balloon on your dick to have sex. Just drink Mountain Dew. You feel me?
Well, before we go any further, I'd be remiss if I didn't make this confession, and we've talked about this a fuck ton on the podcast. I was a Mountain Dew ass kid.
You were?
And I'm not proud of that. I want to be clear. Bori likes to pretend like I was proud of that, but
you seem to love it.
Was it objectively a Mountain Dew kid?
Was it your only option? Because one main reason I cannot drink that shit is when I would go to my grandma's house in the summer. She lived in a motherfucking country, middle of nowhere, country ass town called Red Oak, Virginia. And you know that shit country if it's named after a fucking tree, right? Like, sure. Red Oak, Virginia, like 30 miles from North Carolina.
Not even multiple trees,
right?
Just one oak,
right? So, bro, we was in the middle of nowhere, no cable TV. She was one of them. You ain't hooking that Nintendo up and messing my TV up, grandma.
Right.
So, bro, and the only soda she ever had was Mountain Dew. Nigga, that shit tastes like Days of Our Lives to me, dog. I can never drink that shit. That shit tastes like Price is Right.
I'll be honest, whatever their ads were doing just spoke to me. I was like, if this is gonna make me extreme, I'm fucking into it. And I was a Mountain Dew ass. I did it for a long time, man.
That's okay, man.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
That's why I left space. That's why I left space for y'all to talk. I needed to apologize. I needed to be upfront before we get any further into this.
Bro, there's only one other liquid the same color Mountain Dew, and that's antifreeze, dog. Yeah, like, you will never find that color anywhere else.
Or pee. They're both sweet, too.
Look, I'm not proud of this, but just be careful with your words moving forward. Remember, hurt people, you know?
I'll tell you what, though. You know, we were talking about how Sprite fumbled. I feel like Mountain Dew fully recognized their lane, white boy gamer dudes. And yes,
immediately.
All the way into that shit.
They gave them their own flavors immediately.
Gamer fuel.
Yeah.
Right.
I will say the only company I think that nailed it almost as well as Sprite did in terms of like locking in was like Fanta. Fanta was like, yeah, we going directly at people who want to go to the Dominican one day.
Oh, that's gonna be the Fanta girls. Don't you want the Fanta? Yeah.
It's like if you even dreamed of dating a lady that doesn't look your race, come on
over here. I have a Fanta beef though. Cause when I was a kid, my mom used to buy Fanta from the African grocery store. And in the mid-early 90s, it was not cool. It was a foreigner beverage, yeah. And you were really? An African booty scratch.
Some kids was whooping Fanta's ass back in the 90s.
Yeah, Fanta didn't get hot until they brought the girls around. 94 Fanta was not sexy. Not sexy at all.
We was drinking Fanta with Chinese food back in St. Louis in the summers, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Strawberry Fanta kind of turned the tide for them. Strawberry Fanta was the game changer, like, dog.
That might have been it.
A strawberry Fanta and a honey bun, nigga, that was my fucking breakfast in high school.
Bro, nigga.
Was Fanta, and forgive my ignorance, I only knew Fanta once it became the tropical beverage that we all know and love. Was it previously less flavors? Was it like
it was just orange when I was little?
Wasn't there orange pineapple?
I think the yellow one has been around.
Orange
for a
pineapple.
I used to fuck with it.
Hey, that motherfucking pina colada Fanta, I ain't even a soda dude, but that pina colada.
That shit go crazy with some shrimp fried rice, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
They figured out their shit and they do it well. I fuck with Fanta hard. That said, so Mountain Dew becomes the birthplace at which you start to explore sperm count, or at least the reduction of it. Where does this take you? Where does this go in the conversation?
That I wanted to check with you guys about, because I was thinking about my apartment complexes always had those green boxes, those electric boxes. Mm. And I used to sit on them just like for hours. And I've worried
that was our town hall when we were kids, dog.
I've worried watching people fight and stuff. And I've worried that has probably diminished. You know what I mean? Like, I've worried that had a toll. Yeah. Because it's like, if it's all that electricity course, it can't be good on like developing nuts.
No. Right. And if you're sitting on that motherfucking, it's nuts right on top of that.
Nuts on it.
Nuts right on that radiation.
Nuts on it. For hours. Yeah. Sweating through my Charlotte Hornet shirt.
You was a cool kid, though, my nigga.
Charlotte Hornets,
that was the move, baby. You feel me?
That was fashion.
Right, that was fashion like a motherfucker. You feel me?
Yeah, there's no way Static Shock had good sperm count. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like he got the powers, but he lost something also, you know?
Like, if you remember, they would, like, hum. They would be humming.
They did.
They were like, there was, like, a low hum it would emit.
Cell phones, too? I think like cell phone in the pocket. I think I've heard that too. Keep the cell phone out of your pocket, you know? I mean, some hotep shit. I heard it in the barbershop, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all
computer
heard that.
Computer on
yet.
Your lap. Computer on your
heard
lap.
That too.
I think,
heard
too.
That too.
Yeah, I've definitely heard laptop. I've definitely heard cell phone in the pocket. Yeah. I think I've heard any sort of electrical things in your pocket, that like anything, even kind of electric related near your dick is bad for it. Microwaves. Have y'all heard that? Microwaves apparently microwave. Are.
I didn't know it affected the dick. I thought it affected the brain.
Yeah, damn. I think it's hitting all the sweet spots, baby.
Everything you need in life. Covering all the things.
Hey, listen. Hey, microwave came to please. Right. You know what I mean? Microwave.
Nigga, we lived off microwave. Everything is kids, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, dog.
So we fucked. I should not, you know what I mean? We should be.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's going to go well moving forward. If any of these things are objectively true. I guess the question that I'll direct back to you guys is, how much are you bought into this? Like, are you proactively or actively attempting to deflect any of these sperm reducing threats? Or are you like, hey, life is life. I'm moving forward. It don't matter.
I mean, I just avoid Mountain Dew because it's disgusting.
Yeah, sure, but, sure.
Right, but I mean, you know, honestly, we don't know the long-term effects of cell phones and laptops. This is new technology, bro. Yeah. Like,
honestly.
And you know, these motherfuckers do every fucking thing. I mean, bro, like I think you have to at least consider the possibility.
Right.
I have an air fryer, and that's cuz maybe one day I'd like to have a kid, you know what I mean? And it gets rid of all the grease. It's like it's a twofer.
Yeah.
My dad had a kid at 50, so I do believe this shit, but I feel like my shit might be good to lower it a little bit. You know what I mean? I don't want a kid at 50. You feel what I'm saying?
Smart. Like, I understand.
I feel like
way.
I'm young enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, yeah. I don't think I need to.
So you are a father. Were y'all trying?
No.
They
was having fun, my nigga.
I was nigga. Nigga, what's crazy is I thought my dick was broke, G. You know what I mean? Like, my percentages were better. Pulling prey was better than condoms, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so when she told me, I'm like, okay.
That is a problem.
You know, I was like, wow. I thought, but no. So I kind of feel like, you know, I might be good, you know?
Damn, you're better than me because we were trying for a year and
well, that's all that dew. Nervous. That's exactly that.
I really do think it's the dew. And Olivia is putting this in the chat, but it is worth noting that Robert De Niro apparently just had a kid 2 days ago at age 79.
Uh-huh.
He just had a baby, so no dew in his system. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no dew. Was it a black baby? He only messes with black
he
women.
Only
right?
Deals
oh,
with
really?
Black women.
I know
sure.
that.
Yeah.
He's married two different. Black women, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. two of them things.
Yeah, bro, like going back to my granny's house, she had all the motherfucking jets. Every fucking, you know, this weekend photo section, he posted up with a black woman somewhere.
Yeah,
I promise. I mean.
He was a Jet Magazine white dude. Like,
he was a Jet Magazine this weekend photos white guy.
Wow.
Yeah, he was one of them.
He was just at black parties in the background sometimes.
Damn. They were like, is that Bobby De Niro back
there? They would have pictures of this man coming out of Sylvia's in Harlem, which is like, you know, the soul food spot in New York City with his black girl and shit. Like,
just grab him butt, baby. And that was back when you could kiss on the mouth. He was just kissing mouths and grabbing butts. Oh, Bobby D.
79 though?
Yeah, he's
that's too much.
That's not a gift. That's not a gift at that point. You know what I mean?
No, I feel really bad for the kid.
He'll know his dad for like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I know. You know what I mean?
They're just going to be wiping each other's mouths and
teaching each other how to brush their teeth. Yeah.
They're potty training in the reverse order. He's going down, he's going
both
up.
Of them gonna be wearing diapers at the same time.
Oh man, nigga.
They just gotta get a big gate for the stairs. It's gotta go all the way up for the little baby and the big baby.
Damn, also, man. How much money does he have left? Does he have another baby money?
Oh, he
has to. I thought he was broke because he was in Dirty Grandpa. That's you don't do that unless you were.
He
broke.
He was also in that Scorsese Netflix shit, and you know Netflix got stupid fucking.
Yeah, I think the man owns Nobu. He's fine forever. He'll be okay.
Didn't he beat somebody up in that Netflix movie too?
Yeah,
I thought you meant in the Nobu.
No, like in the movie. I was like, nigga, come on, bro.
I remember the homie said it looked like a Team America fight. The Team America World Police fight.
I'm like,
it's one of the most miraculous choices in film history, in my opinion, because it's not only that he beats somebody up, but it's when they try to de-age him in the scene. So he is meant to be like 18 years old, and it's very clearly a 112-year-old man swinging and kicking, and they do a wide shot, so it kind of makes it more apparent that this is the fucking oldest man alive. It's wild, dude.
He looked like he had on platforms too, like, you know, like, yeah, and he was like just learning how to walk type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it was like decreased mobility. It was like John McCain out at the camp, like very like no overhands. It was bad.
Nasty work.
Well, okay, before we go to break, I feel like this is sort of the big question at hand is, are you all living in fear of this threat? I know you're saying you're cool with the possibility of maybe reducing a little bit at a time. Are you worried that this is like, if you take it beyond yourself, mm-hmm. are you worried that this is a threat to man and the world, or is this just some bullshit if you know kind of situation?
I don't think it's bullshit, man. I think the cell phone shit could be true, bro. I think the cell phone shit could be true. I definitely believe I could see it happen. Like Tyler was saying, we don't know the effects of this shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
Right, like, bro, right. I could see it being true. I believe, man.
I believe, man. The truth is out there.
It's out there somewhere, dude. I'm telling you, dude.
We just got to follow that with the X-Files music and we're good. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm on the same shit John is. Like, me and wifey, we trying to, you know, conceive now. So we're doing like real boring shit, like planning Tuesday fuck sessions on her ovulation.
That shit worked, nigga.
Right? Like we were just like fucking all willy-nilly, and now we're fucking with a purpose and on schedule and shit. So which feels like the corniest shit I've ever done in my life. So I cannot be going through this for all for naught. Yeah, I'll tell you that,
right,
motherfucker.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you not having your cell phone in your pocket for the time being?
Shit. I just put that motherfucker wherever, dog. I ain't gonna lie to you. I do not be thinking about my nuts when it's time to, you know, tuck the phone after I got a fire tweet on.
I'll hide it in my Gucci if it's gonna help me get this tweet.
Sneak it in the tank, you
baby. All right, please go. Board,
no,
go
I was just gonna say I'm still 50-50 on it because part of me feels like it could kill. Part of me worries, what if it turbocharges it? Nobody's looked at that angle yet. What if that gives you super nut?
What if it gives you fucking Hulk gamma ray sperm?
That's what I'm saying. Nigga. Like, it makes it even better. Nobody's gone from that side.
That's called motherfucking bars, nigga. You know nothing about that.
Well, yeah, I think if you're going to play that for yourself, we can take a break. We're gonna take a break. We'll be back with more Tyler and John and more My Mama Told Me.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This trouble begin?
Living in America.
Welcome back to My Mama Told Me, the podcast where we are discussing that nut.
That nut. We're talking to Tyler and John, and we're figuring out if that nut, in fact, is being affected by everything around us. Fellas, I did a bunch of research. I'm excited to dive into this first fact that I found to be 100% true, because as I mentioned, I was going through the process similar to what you're talking about, Tyler, of like having to like practice and prepare and fucking time out making a baby. I went and got my nut tested. And one of the things that you find out when you go and do that is that sperm counts across the board for humans have actually dwindled, fallen by more than 50% around the globe sort of in recent years. 50%.
How recent and
less
how
nut.
Recent. How recent? That's what I'm worried about as well.
In a Mountain Dew amount of time, I think, is the...
also, do you keep your dick hot? You seem like you might keep your dick hot, and I know that shit fucks shit up.
No, they do say if you wear draws instead. You should wear like boxer briefs.
You got to keep the shit cool.
Your balls got to be like 2 degrees lower than your body temperature.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm never not going to be offended by a nigga being like, do you keep your dick hot? Because you seem like you would keep your dick hot.
You seem like a dick hot ass nigga.
I don't even know what it means, but I don't like how it feels.
Oh, warm dick ass nigga.
That's deeply offensive to me.
I'm just saying, it seems like you keep it warm. Like you like your face out here.
He said you look like you wear like, what's it? Like the whitey tighties, nigga. That's what it keeps your dick hot.
Yeah, I don't for like real. That. I don't do that, and I don't like that. I don't like that's the energy I'm giving off. So yeah, I think they're saying based off of this article that I'm reading, it's somewhere around like the 60s and 70s that these numbers began to dwindle. But especially
when did Mountain Dew come out?
It was Yellow Five, because this could be some Anaconda malt liquor shit, nigga, from Black Dynamite. It could have been some, you know what I'm saying?
Because I bet you those old sodas, Mellow Yellow didn't help your dick out.
Oh, hell no.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I wonder, but I do wonder that, like, because I do think Mellow, okay, Mountain Dew came out in 1940, and my guess would be that Mellow Yellow was before Mountain Dew, but maybe I'm wrong about that. But I imagine it's those one of those things where they take the more poisonous route. You know what I mean? Yeah, like the difference between Mellow Yellow and Mountain Dew is probably like one extra little drop of poison that makes your dick shrink up like a raisin.
Like Anaconda malt liquor.
Yeah.
That's wild. I'm legit surprised there's not a bigger deal made about this shit. Like 50% drop over the last 20, 30
years.
We're
doing something wrong.
Something isn't correct.
When were computers invented?
That's
like,
tough.
That's around that time, right? I mean, 1970, they were still as big as fucking.
Right. I was about to say, I think the question is like personal computers.
I think that's what, like
that's
the
like
80s,
right? Like, so close. Yeah. That's Bill Gates and Steve was
Jobs. He was a phone man.
There was the one with the W, the nerdy one.
I don't know. Wachowski, that's the dude from Monsters, Inc. I don't know.
Michael Wachowski.
Is that the nigga that owned the Clippers?
Yeah.
Oh, Steve Ballmer.
Steve Ballmer. Yeah. I know. Just talk basketball. Niggas know basketball.
Yeah, that's how I knew. I would not know the nigga existed if he didn't own the Clippers. I'd be like, oh, you feel me?
Olivia is saying that the first true laptop was 1981.
Okay, but then when did the... But that was for nerds. When did we get it?
Yeah, I feel like I ain't see a laptop for like 95, 96,
bro,
I feel like.
We had a Toshiba 99.
A laptop, yeah.
Dude, I didn't see a laptop, nigga. I don't remember. It probably was in the 2000s, nigga. Like, I mean, we had computers that were like in homes or the shit, you know what I'm saying? Laptop.
Big old thick computers in the house.
With two C's, nigga.
You had to see laptops on TV like on a fucking show with a motherfucker in a van on a laptop.
I'm talking about it real life.
On SBU, it wasn't on Living Single.
It
wasn't in the black neighborhoods, you feel what I'm saying?
Laptops ain't get affordable till like late 90s, early 2000s, for sure. But we seen the motherfuckers all through the 90s.
I thought it was laptop with the B until after the towers fell. Like, that's like,
I still get confused on that, honestly.
Laptop?
I thought it was laptop.
Oh, fuck, man. Yeah.
You always knew it was laptop the whole time.
Yeah, it goes in your lap.
All right.
Computer, lab, it makes sense.
I don't know, man.
There's some connective tissue there.
Thank you. Thank For you. Sure. Don't like to do that to me. He always does that to me. I got a poetry degree. You don't know what a laptop is.
I don't know, fellas. I owned up to what I did wrong. Maybe you guys need to do the same.
Oh, man. You have a poetry degree, though?
I do. Don't tell anybody. They'll beat me up for it. But yeah, I
this nigga majored in poetry. That's crazy. You are a hot dick ass nigga, dog.
I told you.
He was right.
I told you. I told you.
Fuck.
You are Haynes hot dick ass nigga,
now,
dog.
Now wait a goddamn minute. I'm not gonna sit here and just take this shit forever, man. All right, everybody, just be fucking cool, okay?
Now, to the concern, I guess, of where this reduction is coming from, one of the things that they say, and one of the things, there is a laundry list of things that they say can potentially affect sperm count. So the list includes industrial chemicals, heavy metal exposure, radiation or x-rays, overheating the testicles, drug use, alcohol use. Your occupation apparently can affect your testicle or your nuts, tobacco smoking, emotional stress, depression, weight, and sperm testing issues, meaning like the testing of your sperm count, doing it over and over again, you're reducing your sperm count essentially.
Oh, like getting credit checks.
Do it again. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Perfect.
Little ding. Bink.
Yeah, gets you every time.
Gotcha. Minus one. Gotcha. That credit karma. Minus one, brother.
Man, that's the worst thing to see. I hate that. Minus one?
I'm working hard, nigga.
My other one's still a 760.
Shit. Right. The other one. Right. You feel what I'm saying?
But it to the larger point, it does seem like a fuck ton of things
life
can make your sperm way smaller than they started as, I guess.
Here's my question, and this is going to sound stupid, but I just do have to know. It's rechargeable, right? We're not working with like a finite amount of sperm and working backwards. There's like, if you want to curb it at some point in your life, you can get on like a... Right.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
I think it's not finite in the sense that you will always continue to produce sperm, but I don't think that you will produce at the same levels for your entire life.
It goes down as you get older, right?
Yeah.
And they won't be as viral. They won't be like, you know, great swimmers. They won't be goofy as fuck.
They'll be me, not Tyler. They'll be me throwing punches, fighting against the water. Not Tyler ass looking like Aquaman and that motherfucker not even using his arms, nigga.
But there's no like... There's no reparative, there's no like repair situation. There's just like when you get tested, that's as good as it's going to be.
Well,
and you got to fight to keep that there.
It's one of the things that you learn when you go and get your sperm tested is that they are measuring you for your age group, not necessarily for like your total number, right? Mm-hmm. So like I was 34, 35 when we were trying to figure out having a baby, which meant like...
But you're not like you're 22.
Yeah, but they make that very clear that, like, I am not in the 22 to whatever 28-year-old bracket. I am in my 30 fucking 30s. So, nah, you got this much sperm to grow. Yeah, it's tough out here, y'all.
Yeah. That guy got quiet as motherfucker. Like, damn, nigga,
man. Shit. I spoke to Black and Mild not 3 weeks ago. There's, because I drink a lot of water. I there's nothing you, but like, what did you do?
We swear water is medicine, nigga. We swear. Yeah. I mean, it's good to drink water, but water don't fix everything. We think you get a broken leg, go drink some water, nigga. Take your ass to the doctor, dog. That water ain't gonna help that sperm count as my thing.
The water's doing something, but it ain't healing the world the way we thought it would.
Right.
But what did you do? You didn't have to do anything. You didn't start drinking smoothies, or it just was
me?
Yeah, you.
I eventually started taking something called Fertile Aid, which was a drug that I found on Amazon that apparently was meant to, a supplement that was meant to help. And it did, in fact, help. But it also very recently I'd had my liver tested, like my blood work tested, and they were like, this is concerning. And I think Fertile Aid was doing some other shit inside of me that I got to hold accountable.
Was it FDA approved? That's scary. Or were you just like, fuck
Come on,
nigga.
Brother. Come on, brother. We don't read for that on the label.
That nigga didn't see that FDA. He said, fuck it, nigga. Gotta do what you gotta do. Hey,
you mean the white man's FDA?
The white man's Federal Drug Administration.
You gotta say it like this too. You gotta
If you're talking about the Caucasian FDA, then no, sir. Absolutely not.
The creator of 5G, no, sir.
Shay Whitey does not recommend. Yeah, I don't know if it was FDA. I think it's FDA approved. I don't think Amazon is allowed to do that yet, but maybe they are and I'm just ignorant. But I do think that sort of leads us to the larger conversation, right? Is that like, there's a fuck ton of things that are FDA approved and are sort of like we're told is technically safe for us to consume that very much is not. You know what I mean? That really will kill us.
They repeal stuff all the time. Fen, all that shit. Xanadrin, like all that shit.
Bro, the side effects that you'll see on FDA approved drugs and commercials, side effects may include death. Like, how, what? How? And why is this white woman dancing if you could die from this shit? Why did this white woman just hit a twirl with some flowers in her hair if a motherfucker can die from taking this shit?
And this shit be trying to cure be like neck pain, nigga. Yeah. Like the side effect is death, nigga. I was
one of like, nigga. Yeah, I'm taking these pills for psoriasis. I'm not trying to die.
Crazy. I'm trying to turn this yellow big toenail back white. Here, nigga, you telling me I might die?
Yeah, I'm good. I'll be ugly with ugly toenails from now on. I don't give a fuck.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Bro, I got a deep cut. It's not necessarily dealing with like male, you know, potency, but it's still in the nut realm. We're still keeping shit spermy here.
Yeah,
get in there.
You know, we shouted out the older cousins as being, you know, perhaps the greatest source of misinformation for black youth. My older cousin was Muslim too, right? So I think we got to shout the Muslims out, nigga. Too.
Because Muslims
are a shouts to the Muslim homies. I love y'all. Like I said, my favorite older cousin was Muslim because they walk that fine line between like halal and haram, where it's just a gold mine for like conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Right.
You know, shouts to the Muslim homies because they were the ones that hipped us and told us pork was in Skittles. And that is an irrefutable fact.
Right.
It's gelatin in that motherfucker that came from like pork.
That's the only time they was right, though, but we'll take it.
Right. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, because
that's a big one.
That was a great call.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I remember when we were kids, my favorite older cousin was over. And, you know, I was drinking some Sunny Delight. I asked him if he wanted some. He's like, nah, man, that shit got pig nut in it. And he just, like, kept moving it. Did y'all hear that shit?
No. I'm sorry, no. Pig nut?
Pig nut. I mean, the consistency for sure holds up if you've ever drunk Sunny.
It is a consistency you don't find a lot of places in this world.
No. Yeah.
Regardless if it's true or not, it's good that you didn't drink any more Sunny D.
Yeah, you can't.
Sunny D is gone.
That's drink. That ain't juice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not juice.
Also, you don't want to prove a point that way. You know what I mean? Like, your cousin's like, yeah, there's pig nut in there. And you're like, so? I like, you know what I mean? Like, then you're...
I just shut up and drunk that shit, and that was it for me and Sunny for life forever, dog.
No, yeah. I can't.
Couldn't let the cool cousin down, man.
It's fascinating you would bring up Sunny D because I was sort of going down a list, and we actually talked about this when Hannibal came on the show a year or so ago, but I was going down a list of other products that yellow number 5 is contained in, and it includes like Twinkies and a lot of like those processed pastries, obviously Mountain Dew, but Sunny D, Kool-Aid Jammers, several varieties of Gatorade and Powerade.
Kool-Aid Jammers though, not the powder.
What's the jammer? What was the Kool-Aid jammer? What was that?
Jammers
Capri like the squeeze.
Okay. We was fucking them up too though. They was getting fucked up.
Come on, man. Everybody was drinking those.
We needed a Kool-Aid jammer. Them shit was crazy.
I was a Squeeze-It man.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure Squeeze-It was doing right by our community, unlike Kool-Aid jammers. I'm sure Squeeze-It really cared about.
Also, a lot of that Tampico. Do you remember Tampico?
Tampico, it was orange, wasn't it?
Yeah, that must have had it in there.
Tang probably had some shit in it too, though.
Yeah,
I think for sure.
I think anything that was a unnatural color of a color we know, it probably had yellow number 5 in it.
Probably. I drank so much blue raspberry shit growing up. I thought that was the coolest flavor.
Candy corn, M&M's, Starburst. Additionally, Captain Crunch and other breakfast cereals, and then finally frozen treats like popsicles, like, you know, freeze pops and shit have yellow number.
The Otter Pops?
As well. Yeah. Yep.
They got us, dog.
What about those little jugs?
Like a quarter water type
shit. Quarter water? Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I'm going to go so far as to say yes.
Ecto Cooler? High C? Probably had it too. And niggas was addicted to that. Niggas.
It had Slimer on it. That was the one.
Echo Cooler.
That was the one, dog.
To Boris' point, I remember when those blue raspberry blow pops dropped, and it was like, bro.
Come on, man.
Hey, it was like, hey, sour apple blow pops got to get their corners back now, dog.
Crazy
right now.
It was like when the towers fell in the wire. Like,
I there's so many things that I know I was a victim of in terms of like products, like just they sold me. They got when Sprite remixed, I was like, I am bought the fucking this is my company. I will believe in y'all forever. You know what I mean? And the possibility that yellow number 5 was likely in all of those things would certainly explain why my sperm count or certainly my sperm has morphed the way that it has.
You know what really got me? Starburst jelly beans. I think that was the best candy that was invented during our lifetime. I don't think we needed to invent anything else after that, bro.
Damn.
We had reached the peak, nigga. And you know that yellow 5 was crazy in that moment.
Yeah. I think there's a case for that.
Like, nigga, after...
That shit was good.
When that shit hit, I was like, oh, they just really did this shit. You feel me? And it's nothing that's hit like that since, bro. No new candy.
Yeah. I will say that this all sort of reminds me of what I've long referred to as the hot dog theory. This sort of reminds the hot dog theory, and this is truly some bullshit I made up, but whenever you talk to motherfuckers that are like reasonably healthy, they tell you all the things that are wrong with hot dogs. Oh, they're just the leftover pieces of all the bullshit. There's hair, there's bone in there, whatever the fuck they claim is inside of a hot dog. And that is objectively true. Hot dogs are fucking gross. They are bad for you, but they completely ignore all the other things that they are eating that are equally bad for you. You
like
know what I mean?
Molly.
Like, you're, yeah.
Like, don't talk to me if you eat drugs out of a bag. Don't tell me.
Yeah. What is this? What is this?
You know what it's called? Molly. Yeah.
You got eight dirty fingers in there. I can't eat a hot dog.
Yeah, come on, man. There's holes in your brain. Hot dogs ain't yeah. That's, that was something else. Molly. But I do think at its core, this is sort of what we're up against is like, this is just an issue of everything being mm-hmm. poison, and you got to kind of pick your poisons. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It feels like, what's that statement? There's no ethical consumption under capitalism. That's what yeah. it feels like. Like, it's like, you're just going to get
fucked.
They're going to get you one way or another, man.
Yeah.
When you said all the shit that they had, I'm like, this is all the things that we ate. Like, we, you know,
I know it's in ramen too. I know it's in ramen.
Niggas lived off ramen.
That's what I worry. I ate so much chicken ramen.
Dude, that was the foundation of my, like, you know what I'm saying, diet for like 5 years. You know
what
I mean?
I'm not going to lie. It seems like when they fill up them little ramen packets, if they're not full all the way, they just pour yellow number 5 in.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
A little extra. You know what I mean? Just to make it all the way full.
Because when you open it, you're like, I know this is bad. You know it's bad. You know it's so, so bad.
Yeah.
Bro, I remember in college, we told a homie we'd pay him $5 if he ate a ramen seasoning pack and couldn't drink water for an hour, and he did that shit.
Oh,
he almost died.
Fuck.
$5 is a lot of money, though. I lived on $5 for a week in college 1 week. I still remember that shit.
I don't know if my math is still correct, but that's like 40 more ramens.
Fuck.
Something like that.
What a mean game. An hour?
An hour. Bro, his eyes had turned red.
Did y'all have to put your money together to get him $5, though? Because niggas was broke, dog.
Yeah.
Did y'all have to chip in? Each put a dollar in?
This was like refund check season. We were balling.
Okay.
This was our Squid Games, basically.
Yeah. You talking about refund check, like from the college refund check or the tax?
When we was getting like $1,500 back.
Oh, that college refund check was crazy, nigga. Jordan me. Jersey me.
This was y'all sitting around like emperors being like, you there, boy.
Yeah.
Throwing shekels at them.
Yeah. Eat the powder of my noodles.
Bro, I got food stamps one time, nigga. I was making deli sandwiches, nigga. Like, Grey Poupon. Not Poupon. Grey Poupon, that motherfucker.
Yeah.
I remember my roommate looking at me crazy, like drooling. Nigga. Food, I was like, yeah, nigga, food stamps, nigga.
You food feel stamps me? By yourself, you go nuts.
That gave me $180 a month.
I don't have a home. I don't have like a family. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
you put a, man. You gotta make you put a slice of bread in the middle of your sandwich. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. I was. I had food stamps, and I would go to Whole Foods because they would pretend like they didn't know how to run the card. You know what I mean? They'd be like, oh, I don't know, sir. I've never
seen this before.
Run it back.
This is sorcery.
I'm getting bacon from behind the counter. Yeah, I know what I got.
Yeah, it's not a chip. No, don't chip it.
No. We don't have, the government doesn't have that technology
at all. No, man. You got to type the number in on the back. You got to type it in.
And honestly, somebody's going to call you and they're going to ask for my address.
All right. The final question, I guess, is, and maybe this can leave our listeners with a little bit of hope as we move forward in all of this, is do you all feel like there's something we can do about this? Is there a change that we can make? Can we Martin Luther King our sperm counts into a freedom that we once had or need to have?
I mean, not to be nihilistic, but we fucked, my nigga. That's a lot of shit that is in there, bro.
I think Babylon's got to fall. I don't think. I don't know. I don't know what. I guess some type of a vegan. I don't know, man. It could be in the vegetables as well, right? The GMOs.
It was in the Kool-Aid, bro. We cooked. You know how much Kool-Aid I drink, bro?
Yeah. It might be a wrap, man. It just
I need to keep my phone away from my dick, bro. I might not have as many sperm as I think.
Yeah, I'm about
to take all precautions, bro.
I'm about to cancel words with friends.
Right?
It sounds like you listen, I misbehaved and you misbehaved in a different way, but it sounds like we were both acting up. Tyler, you where I know Bori is not believing in this. John, no. Tyler, are you on the same train? Where are you?
Yeah, I just don't think we know what we need to do to remedy it. You know what I'm saying? Like we've seen that there's for sure a drop in it, but where the fuck is it coming from? Is it coming from our cell phones being in our pockets? Is it coming from our laptops? Is it coming from us walking through magnetic fucking, you know, cell phone fields everywhere we go? Like, we don't fucking know how to combat it.
Is it coming from the oppression of capitalism? Is it coming from us living in a fucking vice our entire life? I think there's so many quality of life things that it could probably have to do with as well. That are like more systemic, I would imagine. I don't know.
Even the idea that they're just citing like depression and like a bad mood as a way of producing less sperm tells you enough that like, yo, even if I avoid the bad foods and like avoid the microwaves or whatever the thing that potentially is a threat, at its core, just living life is going to make my sperm dwindle to damn near nothing.
Bro, nature is so cruel and efficient at the same time. It's like, bro, nigga, you sad. You need to go die. Like, we don't need any more around. Like, that is so wild.
Man, we don't want you and we don't want anybody keeping you alive. So we won't let you reproduce so that there's some motherfucker that makes a ventilator for you to keep living.
Cold game, man. God damn.
Boy, are you a comrade?
What?
Are you a comrade?
No. Okay, I pay taxes. I'm a happy capitalist. Okay. Hey,
I'm
don't look deep. Don't look deep at all.
In this podcast, I'm much closer to that world than he is. He just is. He'll dip his toe every once in a while because he spends too much time.
To talk with my friends.
But no, my man is he's sitting on a pile of gold right now.
Don't do that either. Don't do that either. I got a regular amount of stuff.
That man said, don't send the government or the jack boys at me.
You hear me? Don't come to my shit. I will stand my ground. That's all you need to know about what I do.
Well, fellas, this was magical. John, John Tyler, could you tell the people where they can find you and what cool shit you guys have going on?
Yeah, man, you can find us doing the Jenkins and Jones podcast, dropping every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday on the Volume Network. It's me, John, and the white guy who was absent here.
A good white.
He's one of the good whites.
A good white.
If you're a fan of black people, you'll be a fan of him. He's one of the good ones. But that's it, man. You can find us on Twitter, Dragonfly Jones, my man, Lejethro Jenkins. Appreciate y'all having us on, man. It was a blast.
Thanks for coming on.
Bori, you want to tell the people where they can find you?
June 18th, you can find me headlining the DC Improv with Jamel Johnson. It's going to be a great time. May 19th, Denver, Colorado, High Note Comedy. We're bringing in Brad Sativa down from Arkansas. And other than that, watch Royal Crackers on HBO.
Fuck yeah. And as always, you can follow me at Langston Kerman in May 19th and 20th. 19th and 20th. I'll be in Cleveland at Hilarities. And then June... God damn it. It don't matter. Just follow me. I'll figure it out. I should have had these dates prepped. I didn't.
It sneaks up on you. It sneaks up on you sometimes.
And boy, do you get self-conscious when you start scrolling. You're like, wait, that ain't it. That ain't it. Anyway, the point is follow everybody here. They're all wonderful people. And as always, you can send us your conspiracy theories, your drops, your accusations of what's happening to our nuts to mymamapod@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. That's it. We did it. Bye, bitch.
Stay off the damn weed.
The government growing babies. Microchips in your anus. All koala bears are racist. The ozone layer owes me money. Martians invented turkey stuffing.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.